stuff on Art Bell or George Norrie, Coast to Coast. That's what fascinates people. The things they thought we never knew about, and now they're being exposed or being visible, and we're getting photographs of them. So the mystery landscape, it has to be. This explains the popularity of David Icke, who says, you know, the queen's a reptile and all that. You've got to make crazy claims like that even to get noticed, because we're looking at finding out what the mystery landscape is made up of. What people miss is the role of media in the mystery landscape, that media are mystery phenomena themselves. They don't know that television is an angel. They think angels are angels the way you traditionally see them. They might update it and say, well, an angel could be a UFO. They don't see that the Internet is a massive bunch of angels. Now, if I get on George Norrie and try to prove that, you're going to have a lively show.
What do you mean by that? Yeah.
What did you say, Andrew?
I was just going to say, I mean, that's the question. What do you mean by that? But go for that. Go for that question, and then I'll come
back. Oh, you're asking me, Barbara, what I meant by that?
I was asking, what do you mean by that? That television is an angel, the Internet is an angel.
Well, it requires indoctrination in the you-know-who's world. And it's something we've developed in our postgraduate courses.
So is it more like they're like total chip body, you mean, in terms of how it's like magic, TV's magic, or the Internet, it's how...
Okay, here's the way I could acceptably say it. The angels transport man when he dies to the guff. They're the butlers that take you to the guff. That's one of its jobs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guff is emptying now, thanks to the electric media environment. So we are being guided to a post-guff or some kind of heaven on earth. So the angels are guiding us through that. So all media phenomena, Lady Gaga or whatever, the last 50 years that are outlined on my chart, are media events that guide people to the completement position. So the angels have guided us to the old astral guff. Now we're getting moving through multiple bodies, and the media imagery are doing what the angels were defined as. So I say the media imagery is the angels guiding people to completement. The guff ain't where it used to be. Now, this is a McLuhan kind of statement. The guff ain't where it used to be. He used to say the future ain't what it used to be. The past ain't what it used to be. It's changed. So the guiding function of angels, traditionally in theology, is now done here in the discarnate state by media. They are the angels. And you know who agrees with this. The angels have changed their form. So that means you can market talking to angels, the old kind of angels. That's all over the new age the last 25 years. All kinds of different interpretations of talking to your angels, but it's rearview mirror. Therefore, it's obsolete and commercial. You can't sell the idea that television is the new angel. You might.
Well, can it be
likely
inclusive? Because you can still direct angels, your angels, what to do.
Yes, that's the point.
It's all inclusive.
Yes, the esoteric arts teach you how to control your angels and make them do what you want. Okay, so in the Book of Revelations, God commands all these things to be done, and they're done by angels. Okay,
right.
So. Since the media is so user-friendly now, you can command so many massive environments or so many worlds with the media stuff we have now. And if you consider them your angels, we now are godlike. And McLuhan called this whole global theater in the 50s the God-making machines. That's what he called them. Now, it's an argument whether they're real God-making machines or fake Luciferian machines, but without going into that. So, as you become aware of your own power and through your abilities on Web 2.0, then you can control your angels, and they can work for you. The angels being the media environments that are the content of your website or Facebook page or Twitter page.
The halfway house between McLuhan and this conversation would be the book Media Second God by Tony Schwartz. Like, Tony Schwartz was the collaborator.
Right.
Of McLuhan, and he took that meme to at least one extreme within a sort of a monotheistic framework.
Right. So
updating and or at least exploring this terrain.
That's right. See, his first book, which Marshall celebrated and wrote a review. He wrote a review, I think, of The Resonant Chord in 73 by Tony Schwartz, which was a great advertising maker guy in New York. His second book was Media the Secondhand God. I would say it's Media the First Hand God. Anyways, the idea that see, this far-out stuff that I'm saying can be linked back mostly just to McLuhan, and that's Andrew's citing Tony Schwartz as an example, who was a McLuhanite developing McLuhan's ideas, and he came up with the title in the mid-70s, Media, the Secondhand God. You know, that might have been shocking to people back then, maybe in the 40s, 50s, 60s. So this is the point. Is you jump, you can use McLuhan to jump into the mystery landscape, because he cancels all the chemical body parameters and astral body parameters by saying we're super angels, or saying the universe had an orgasm. See? Who says that? Maybe William Burroughs tried to say it, but he had to be very complex and turn into a puny novel.